a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. A lot of phone, not a lot of streaming.
Yeah.
That, at this point, is like the reason why I want to get a new phone.
That's fair.
One that has a fresh battery. It's not all fucked up. Double check and make sure there isn't like a sneaky USB port in here. There ain't shit in here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with no studio for recording things, once we got that podcast done, it was pretty much,
let's just go.
Let's just go, I guess. Tomorrow we'll stream from the homes.
Yep. And I guess I should probably clarify that I will not be on that, because yeah. I have no computers or consoles near me where yeah. I could jump in for that, unfortunately.
Just live stream yourself doing laundry.
Yeah. Now people don't want to see how I do laundry. Gross.
So how, now that you've had your whirlwind time in the new San Francisco office, how is that? What do you have to say about it?
Well, you know, my perceptions may be slightly colored by the fact that I was sitting at Wrestle Desk the entire week. But that did leave a fairly positive impression on
me.
Nice,
good.
Being surrounded by the various figures and games and what have you. I don't know. It's, I am used to sitting in an open floor plan now because we have one of those in New York.
Yeah.
The difference being that there is no real games group over there. It's just the three of us and then some people who do, I think, analytics
okay.
in our area.
I think the woman who sits in our block of cubicles also does some kind of analytics stuff.
Yes. She seems somewhat precariously placed in that spot. That said, I don't know. Seems all right. Seems like an okay place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. Sometimes those marketing types get to talking marketing.
There's really no avoiding that.
But
that
you know, I've not been hit with a football yet.
That's good.
So,
no one's stolen your chair for no good reason.
No. Okay. My chair has remained.
I definitely expect to come back and find everything off my desk emptied and someone else sitting there.
Yeah.
Someone apparently did come by my desk a couple of weeks ago looking to mark it as an open desk, even though my name tag was right there on it.
Uh-huh.
And Vinny had to be like, no, there's someone sits there.
Yeah.
I don't know why they want my desk.
Is it a nice desk?
No.
Is it a good location?
Not really. It's near the kitchen. It's loud.
Yeah. I don't know. No pyro at the wrestle desk.
Yet.
Yeah. That's. Do people get slammed through the wrestle desk? No, you're thinking of the Spanish wrestle desk, which is on the other side. This guy.
Mm-hmm.
With his hair and his suit. Smoking on the street. What was the band you were listening to earlier? Fidlar.
Fidlar.
In all caps.
Yes.
What are they about? What's
that? They're kind of a, I don't know, guttery punk alt-rock band.
They seemed okay.
Yeah. They're fun.
Fidlar is just fun to say.
Yeah, it is. Two-syllable band names, man. It's the way it should be.
Hmm. Like Hinder.
Yeah. The best band.
Playing at the Petaluma Fair this year.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
What, was Tower of Power busy?
No, Tower of Power is also
okay,
playing,
good. All right, yeah. All right.
Leanne Rimes this year.
Oh, yeah. That's where her career's at.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Apparently, Fidlar's name is an acronym for Fuck It Dog, Life's a Risk.
Sure. That's in keeping with their aesthetic, absolutely.
That sounds all right. I don't know if that's true or not. Can't really take some of the things you see in this chat room at face value.
With them, that's believable.
Okay, this is what Wikipedia has said. So okay. now that a second line has been devoted to this lie, I now believe it as truth.
Yes.
That's a good name. That's a better name now.
Yeah.
I liked it before. I'm into this band's attitude. That band's attitude.
Their lead singer is this little skinny, like 5'4" dude who just fucking screams. It's great.
All right.
I'm actually a little sad we're not going in tomorrow because I won't get the full week's breadth of people asking, is this an E3 drive?
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow we won't be on the road at all.
Yeah.
As I prepare. Mentally, spiritually.
I get your chakras in order.
Yep. Gotta get right.
You gotta open up your third eye. Your E3, if you will.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Eye third. Third eye blind.
Oh, are they playing the Dorito stage too?
Yeah. Third Eye Blind, they put an album out, like, last year.
I believe that.
I had to look it up at one point to believe it, because it seemed... Well, it seemed like something that probably shouldn't happen, but I don't know.
Lots of things that should not be are, nonetheless.
Yeah... I still have not gotten used to people just walking up the street talking seemingly to themselves, but almost surely on the phone.
Yes. That happened to me a couple of times in the office where I just walked by someone who seemed to be talking to no one and then I realized they had a headset in their ear.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'll ever become fully accustomed to that. Relief Herbal Center.
Yeah, the Relief or Relief. Relief.
Yeah. Seems like a fine, upstanding establishment.
Herbal Center. I don't know what they sell there.
Pharmaceuticals.
Herbs.
Yeah.
Relieving herbs. I wonder if they have a doctor on staff.
Doctor of medicine?
Yes, a medical doctor. I need to be prescribed. I'm sick. I guess the NPDs came out today.
Oh. How did video games do?
I don't know. I'm looking at someone took a screenshot of the Xbox statement. And it's just...
Because they don't give numbers anymore.
No, they don't. They just write something that has nothing to do with the NPD numbers at all. In May 2016, gaming hours on Xbox One more than doubled compared to last year, driven by launches of Overwatch and Doom, as well as the addition of Call of Duty Black Ops to the catalog of Xbox 360 titles playable on Xbox One. Minecraft also hit a significant milestone, with total sales to date surpassing 106 million, an average monthly unique player rate of more than 40 million across all platforms. We are just days away from E3, and we're excited to share more details of what Xbox fans can expect this year and beyond. We expect this to be a special E3. Yeah, I bet you do.
God, that monthly meeting where they have to figure out what statistics they're going to say that are not NPD numbers must be just fucking tragic after a point.
Yeah, well, it's...
I'm not saying they don't have stats to tout, but it's just, like, the fact that they specifically have to do that in order to obfuscate whatever NPD numbers are coming around.
They just say, like, hey, we're doing good on our metrics. I respect that in a weird way. Like, I know, you know, I know why they're doing it. It's try to shift the conversation around numbers that they are favorable in, but the numbers they tout are not, like, nothing numbers. You know?
No, yeah, I know, like, what I'm saying. I'm not saying the statistics are bullshit or anything. I'm just saying the fact that they have to do that directly
it's
counter this
dumb.
One thing.
Yeah. NPD numbers are stupid anyway.
Yeah. Because they still don't take certain things into account, right?
I don't know how much digital they capture.
Well, there were certain retailers
days.
They weren't even
They didn't have Walmart, which I think they may have now. But for the longest time, they did not represent Walmart.
And they definitely
numbers.
Didn't do digital as of, I think, a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they got up on that finally.
I don't know. At some point, they stopped releasing, like, the top 10 games list and releasing any numbers of value to anyone who wasn't paying them. So a lot of it just kind of dropped off. Like, it's always a fascinating spreadsheet if you are paying for it.
Right.
Because you get to dig in and go, like, oh man, like, 9 copies of Tony Hawk 5 sold this month. That's weird. Signing up for Bumble. Is that a Buck Bumble social network? Where you just talk about how much you like the music to Buck Bumble? Hey, I want to be friends with other people who also like the Buck Bumble song. Here's my favorite thing about it. What's yours?
I'm going to launch a rival social media site called Bubzle. It's all about Bubsy.
I'm going to sign up for that and then not talk to anyone on it, because anyone who would join that and go, let's talk about Bubsy, I'm just going to report them to the police. Like, anyone that contacts me and says, let's talk about Bubsy, is going straight to the cops, so that they can go to jail where they belong.
When Bubsy is outlawed, only outlaws will talk about Bubsy and all of that.
Exterminate the brood! It's the Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center, named after Mark Zuckerberg. I bet it is.
It probably is. That seems like the kind of thing he would have dumped a bunch of money into at one point.
Like, I don't know. It's a hospital. I don't have to pay taxes because they named a, I named a hospital after me.
Well, it's just a. It's probably just a wing or a section of the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of any other famous billionaire Zuckerbergs in the general Bay Area. I forget who it was, but someone told me a story about running into him in some random neighborhood where I guess he lived.
Mm.
And not even, like, trying to bother him, just kind of, like, walking by and saying hello, and him just turning and going, I don't have to talk to you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What? This is someone you trust?
This is someone I generally trust.
Okay.
I don't think they would just make that up.
This just seems like it would be so much easier to say nothing.
Yeah, you would think.
Maybe it was a miscommunication.
Could have been.
Maybe thought that he was saying hello ironically.
Maybe he was just in a bad mood.
Yeah, it happens. Though I don't know what type of bad mood I would have to be in to respond that way to someone.
Just sight unseen.
Yeah. Just some stranger who says hello. I don't know that I would ever have a visibly negative response to that. Well, that's not true, but I don't know that I would have an outwardly, aggressively negative response to that ever. And what's the response after that? Just like, oh, okay, I'm going to keep going then.
I don't remember where the story went from there. I don't think it went much further.
Yeah, I bet. I might have responded with, congratulations, that's a really crazy thing to say to someone. How's the fucking staying normal going?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's just something about having billions of dollars in the bank that just does something to your brain.
Yeah, it makes sense, you know, because it's... You always hear the stories about lottery winners and how, like, people that are publicly acknowledged as lottery winners, like, their lives become a constant game of dodging people who are trying to get money out of them.
Right.
Like, trying to scam them, or charities that are, like, it's like unscrupulous charities that are trying to hit them up, and like all this other stuff. Family members that come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Like... Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens to anyone who comes into any kind of windfall like that. Like, you hear stories about athletes all the time.
Once
they come out of college, like, the second they sign that rookie contract, like, oh, hey, here are all these people that never fucking talk to you.
Yeah.
Looking for a way in.
Yeah, I don't know. So any standout thing at E3 you guys are looking forward to? Yeah.
What is it? Can you say it?
No.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, there's some games that I'm looking forward to see, but, like, no one big, giant standout thing.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. GB Unarchived uploaded this already. I don't know what that is, because it's a YouTube link, and I'm not going to click on it from chat, because that tends to break the...
Yeah.
Facebook stream. That's archived on Facebook. Why would they post that? That's stupid. The video is literally on our fucking Facebook page. That's actually kind of lame.
I mean, maybe they're just being completionist. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. All caps. I'm excited to Ghost Recon Wildlands!
Okay.
Yeah, that's the appropriate volume to be excited about Wildlands.
Actually, I think the appropriate volume for that one is sort of more of like a, hey, guys, ready for a trip out here to this narco state?
Yeah, let's go to the Wildlands! Let's go to the Wildlands! I've been in the Wildlands! I've been there! I'm there right now! Better not be another Division. Oh, I wonder if they'll probably show some Division DLC at some point.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
The game has become the sort of thing where every time someone mentions it, I realize that I have totally put it out of my brain, and then 5 minutes later, I completely put it out of my brain again.
The Division?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I got pretty far into that game, but at some point I realized the end game was not something I actually really wanted to see or involve myself in, so I just gave up.
I mean, having finished it and enjoyed it on top of that, I thought that I would have been a little more interested in their post-release content, but... When I went to go try to do the first incursion after it launched, like, a lot of the player matching stuff was really broken.
Yeah.
And then they just started making, like, the crafting system easier and easier and easier with every patch. And it was just like, well, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I kind of felt lost. Like, what's the best way for me to get this gear to be ready to do this stuff? Do I go into the Dark Zone? Like, what? I just was confused about what I should actually be doing next.
Yeah.
Is it time for a new Rayman? No. No?
I mean, I like those last two games a whole lot, but it kind of seems like those folks are involved in other things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with Rayman. Those last couple games seemed like they were good for what they were, but
They were great.
I never really got into them that much. Kind of had my time with them. Yes, exactly. You have to look up loot tables now. So, the Division...
So fuck that.
Yeah.
Pokey time.
I don't know. They closed down this fucking KFC Taco Bell and opened, or they're getting ready to open Poke Time. It appears to be a Hawaiian place.
Yeah, dude doing a hang ten. A
little shaka bra. Is Rayman a Voltron? Yes.
And that he appears to be made up of fairly disparate parts, sure.
I can exclusively reveal here to you right now that Rayman is a Voltron.
Huge if true.
Very huge if true. Anything in the new Destiny DLC? I don't know. Or whatever. We were recording while they were doing the stream, but I read over the press release.
You did not seem overly jazzed about what you heard. You seemed sub-jazzed.
Yeah, I don't... Like, more of the same is not going to get me back into Destiny at this point.
I do think it's interesting they are finally peeling off the old platforms.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that game running on a 360 or a PS3.
It looks surprisingly okay.
I'm sure it does, but I feel like, I mean, it's just the company I keep, but I've just, that version, those versions might as well not even exist.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm slowly making my way through the GameSpot E3 2005 documentary on YouTube, just made it past the Del Taco stop. All right. I forgot that was in that documentary.
Yes. I haven't watched that thing in a long time.
I have not watched it since it was being finished. Watching the close to final cut of it or something.
I still have the DVDs.
Yeah.
Man, remember when we were just fucking straight up selling DVDs that had trailers on them?
Good money if you can get it.
Yeah, I guess.
So not that good.
Yeah.
As it turns out. Does the new Call of Duty interest you? Yeah. Yeah. I want to see what they're doing. I'd like to see what they're doing with space.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I also want to see, you know, can they kind of recover in a big way from Ghosts?
Right, yeah. And also, like, I don't really like Black Ops 3 that much, you know? So I want to see what the next game after that is, too. So, because I just liked Advanced Warfare so much.
I realize that is not a popular opinion among Call of Dutists. But, nonetheless, I also thought the game was alright.
The multiplayer was exciting and fun. The movement abilities made it a good time. Whereas the ones in Black Ops 3 feel smaller, less interesting.
Yeah.
And their, like, hero character thing, special move power-up stuff, I thought was kind of lame. does space equal jumping the shark? No, I don't think so.
I think that's true maybe in horror movie franchises, but I don't think that really applies to games.
Yeah.
That said, Jason X might actually be the best Friday the 13th.
I was thinking not that long ago, I don't think I've ever actually sat down and watched a Friday the 13th movie start
to finish.
You
have probably seen pieces of
them. Oh, yeah, yeah, certainly, yeah.
A lot of them are very bad. But
I bet. The bits and pieces that I remember seeing always seems terrible.
But the ones that are enjoyable are still fairly enjoyable. Yeah, I think I've actually seen every movie in that franchise, and ugh.
Yeah.
I will say it does seem like there is a preponderance of spaceship lately, though I don't consider that necessarily jumping the shark, just that seems to be the trend right now.
Nothing wrong with space.
No. I think it represents a genuine human desire to get the fuck off this rock.
Fuck yeah.
Get.
Yeah. No.
I feel that in my bones.
One way or the other.
Send my ass to Mars. I will go happily.
It's a one-way trip.
That's fine. I ain't coming. I don't need to come back. What do I have here?
You got this rental car. You should probably return it first.
Yeah, no, I'm taking that. It's coming with me to Mars. I'm driving this fucking Kia Soul to
Mars. You're driving a Kia Soul to Mars? I don't know that it's rated for that. You might need new tires or chains or something.
It's fine.
I'm not sure.
It's fine.
I don't know that cars can run with no oxygen. I think a lot of the parts that make a car run are kind of dependent on air.
Well, hey, no way to know until you try, right?
That's a great point. We have to fucking run these experiments. The only way to run them is to bring this car to Mars. Sadly, there's no other way to conduct this experiment. An electric car would still work, though, right? I mean, why wouldn't it?
There are probably things you would have to retrofit, but... And also, I don't think a car can drive in space, but yeah, sure.
I mean, if you got it to the planet, like, fucking put it on a spaceship and take a spaceship to Mars.
Yeah.
And then fucking take the Kia Soul out of the spaceship and turn the key and see what happens.
That should work.
Probably. Exactly. Rovers basically already are electric cars.
There you go.
So if you had a fully electric car, which this Kia Soul is not, neither is that Kia Soul up there ahead of us.
That is a much uglier Kia Soul.
I mean, it seems like kind of the same Kia Soul, just a different color.
That was what I was implying. Okay. The color is really bad.
And a mattress strapped to the top of it.
Yep.
Did you order that mattress on the internet?
If so, they just bring it to you in a box.
I have an offer code for
you.
Hey!
You shouldn't need to put that in a car.
What if that car went to Mars and you found that cars had already been there and that cars came from Mars?
Isn't that just the plot of, like, the third Transformers movie?
Yeah, I think so. And that is Dark Side of the Mars?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
They're making another one.
There's a fifth coming. Anthony Hopkins is in it for some reason.
I saw that, and I thought that someone was joking.
Nope. That's where we're at. Putting Anthony Hopkins in a fucking The fifth Transformers movie.
That is another franchise that I have not sat down and watched one of them start to finish.
Don't.
But I have seen enough of... I saw it was robots fighting over a pyramid.
Yeah, it's like that happens.
I don't know. It fucking just seemed like the worst.
I am not completely, but generally a Michael Bay apologist. I will apologize for the many things that he makes, but the Transformers franchise is beyond the pale, and I think I can find no way to support that.
The robots look like shit.
Yep.
They look like fucking shit. They look so terrible.
That's the only part of the movie that you should have nailed.
They look like shit!
And they never do.
I'm also fundamentally against the idea of Bumblebee being a quote-unquote cool car.
Yeah.
The armor in that Injustice 2 trailer looked like modern-day Transformers, movie Transformers. Like that weird kind of almost organic-y, armory kind of thing.
Yeah, where it's like little pieces going kind of in a row.
Yeah, but I think that works.
Well, it's also on a much smaller scale.
Yeah, yeah, for like, hey, I'm Batman, look at this armor, isn't that crazy? I'm still Batman. But on those fucking robots, they just look fucking... I remember the first time I saw the shot of Optimus Prime for the first Transformers movie, they're like, here he is! And I was looking at it going, like, what the fuck is that? Are those lips? Like, what the fuck is even going on with the face of this thing? It's unrecognizable as a humanoid anything.
Yep.
Fuck that shit.
Agreed.
Also, Megatron should turn into a gun. Is there even a Megatron in the movies? I'm not even sure.
I believe so. I've put a lot of those movies out of my head, but yes, I do believe Megatron is a significant presence in at least some of them.
What else does Michael Bay even make anymore? It's supposed to be another Bad Boys at some point, right?
Yeah, that's been in talks for a while. He made that Pain and Gain movie, which I actually liked a good bit.
Was that The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock and Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
I heard that was alright.
That was pretty good. But yeah, mostly it's just been the Transformers shit. I think he produces those new Ninja Turtles movies. I don't think he directed either of them.
Hmm.
Which makes sense, because they look a lot like those Transformers movies.
Gross.
Yeah.
This here says he didn't do Ninja Turtles, his protege did.
But I still think his production company was involved with making those.
That would probably make sense.
Yeah. And also, it's his protege directing them would explain why they look so much like the fucking Transformers garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the EP on it. I used to feel like Michael Bay had something to offer the world.
Yeah.
I don't know that I feel that way anymore.
You should see Pain and Gain. It's the kind of Michael Bay thing that you will be surprised can exist in this era.
Is it rated R?
I believe so.
Because I feel like that's what I would want out of a Bad Boys sequel.
Yeah.
Is like, you kind of want it to be able to go there when it needs to.
Like, it has all the signature shots. It's a little too long. But,
okay, yeah, all
but
right.
But also, it's a surprising amount of fun. And Tony Shalhoub has a pretty great role in it.
Okay. Is Michael Mann doing anything anymore?
He did that hacker movie a year or two ago, the one with Chris Hemsworth. That I cannot remember the name of, and it kind of came and went.
Mm.
I want to say I read that he was directing something coming up, but I don't remember what it was.
Black Hat.
Black Hat, that was it. Yeah, I heard that movie was trash. I did not see it.
Here we are on the bridge where we get to look at Alcatraz. Think yep. about think about better days.
Man, I was just watching The Rock like 2 weeks ago. That movie is still tremendous.
Those were better days, two yep. weeks ago. Element continues to be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe that.
That is one of those movies that anytime it is on TV, I will stop and at least watch part of it.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I watched the first Police Academy not that long ago.
Really?
Yes. I don't know that I would say it is still a great movie, but I still enjoyed it.
I feel like the first three Police Academy movies still have that quality that I can appreciate.
Those were pretty much the only ones I ever really liked yeah. in the first place, so...
Yeah, once you like, I forget what 4 and 5 even are. Is it 6, like, Mission to Moscow?
Isn't 4 Miami Beach and 5 is Mission to Moscow?
Right. Oh, I think 6 might be Citizens on Patrol.
No, that's, like, 3.
Oh, you're right, okay.
It's the Police Academy. The Police Academy 2 is, like, their first assignment.
That's right.
And then 3 is Citizens on Patrol.
Right.
Oh, no, this one says 4 Citizens on Patrol. Okay. So maybe it's the first 4 are good.
I don't remember anything about Citizens on Patrol.
That was the one where Bobcat Goldthwait was a cop.
That's
and
right.
And in the previous one, he was like the bad guy.
Yeah, he was like the weird gang dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only one of those late ones I remember is Mission to Moscow, and that movie's not good.
No, that movie's fucking real terrible.
And I'm saying, like, even the ones I like, I'm not going to sit here and say they hold up well as comedies in 2016.
Sure, okay.
But I can see what I liked about them when I try to watch them.
I'm going to click on this page marked Police Academy Franchise
okay.
on Wikipedia.
Did you ever see the cartoon?
A little bit. I have 8% battery left, so we've got to be... fast on this.
This is the thing to waste it on.
Okay, Police Academy 2 was their first assignment. Newly graduated cadets are sent to one of the worst precincts in the city to improve conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Police Academy 3, back in training.
There it is.
The governor of the state announces budget cuts are in order to get rid of the worst of the two police academies. The Metropolitan Police Academy, led by Commandant Lassard, work on ensuring it isn't theirs. This is hindered by their unusual gang of new cadets. Right, yeah. But they had the fuck-ups. And then 4 was Citizens on Patrol, 5 is Miami Beach.
Okay.
Which I saw and thought, I remember thinking, like, well, fuck Police Academy.
Yeah.
So when Police Academy 6, City Under Siege, came out,
that's
I don't think
right.
I ever saw it.
And then Mission Moscow was the 7th.
And final.
God.
1994 is when Mission to fucking Moscow came out.
Yeah, that was many years after that thing probably should have stopped.
Yeah. That's 10 years of Police Academy movies. 7 films in 10 years.
Unnecessary. one of the reasons the Naked Gun franchise is so beloved is because they made three great movies and then never bothered to try and make any more.
You know, whenever Naked Gun comes up and I think about it and have to, like, see some of it, I turn to the TV series and just watch those six episodes and I'm good.
Look, I love Police Squad.
Yeah.
Police Squad is great.
Yeah.
The Naked Gun movies are also great. They are still great.
Like, enough of the jokes from the TV show got reused in, like, the later, like, maybe the first movie.
Yeah.
That I kind of get what I want out of Police Squad.
That's fair.
The last time that hit me was my wedding day.
Okay.
I woke and watched two episodes of Police Squad while I got dressed.
Greatest day of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Started out great. Only got better from there. I don't know that I saw all of the Naked Gun movies. There are three or four? Okay, maybe I guess I did.
Naked Gun 2.5, Naked Gun 33 and a third. 2.5 is the one with the environmental scientist and Robert Goulet is the bad guy.
Man, I don't remember that at all.
There's a lot of George Bush jokes in there.
Okay.
And the third one is about the Oscars and Anna Nicole Smith is in it. And
Weird
Al. Fred Ward is the bad guy.
Right. I remember that one. But
the second one, I'm sure
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Is that the one where they're on a plane at one point? A bunch of some airplane jokes?
I don't
like
remember.
On a toilet in a plane? Or, no.
I think that might be the third
maybe
one.
Maybe that's the beginning of the third one or something.
Yeah.
It rips off a mask or something. And...
yeah, the third one, or the second one is Robert Goulet. I don't remember who else of note is in that. I think it's mostly just like a bunch of weird character actors.
Man. Spy Hard, yeah.
Spy Hard's not good.
Spy Hard's not good.
The only good part of Spy Hard is Andy Griffith as the bad guy. Just because it's just such a weird thing for him to do.
I've blocked out so much of Spy Hard.
It's a bad movie. Yeah, the post-Naked Gun parody comedy career of Leslie Nielsen is not great.
Yeah.
Dracula Dead and Loving It. Not great.
Not great. I wonder if he just kind of got typecast at some point where it was just like people just wanted him for those roles and that's just how it went for him.
Which is a real shame, especially considering before Airplane, he was a serious actor.
Yeah.
I love him as a comedy actor, but yeah. Oh, whatever. He probably made his money.
Canadian, according to this.
Mm-hmm. Many actors are.
What? Frank Dayton and Dayton's Devils. I bet that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
1968.
I think his last movie is a real shame. Like, I think it might be one of the movies I did for that 30 Days of Hate thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just the saddest misuse I've seen of him ever.
In 1977, he was in Viva Knievel and the Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Movie.
And,
that holds up.
You know,
That and Amazon and Women on the Moon hold up.
Yeah, yes.
You say what you want about that weird extended martial arts portion of Kentucky Fried Movie. The rest of it is rock solid.
Yes. I prefer Amazon Women on the Moon.
I agree. I actually agree with you on that. Amazon Women on the Moon has the funeral roast and Arsenio Hall yelling, "The bitch don't live here," so right. It is automatically the best.
And an Andrew Dice Clay in a role that will surprise you.
Yep.
Looks like he was in a lot of non-comedic movies between Airplane and Naked Gun.
Oh, that's good.
And then from 88 on, it's like, okay, Repossessed.
Oh, I remember Repossessed. That.
Surf Ninjas.
Oh, man. Fuck yeah, Surf Ninjas. Fuck that. I will watch Surf Ninjas right now if you put it in front of me.
No kidding.
That movie is dog shit, and I will watch it right now.
Oh, no. No. I don't want any fucking part of that. Dracula Dead and Loving It. Spy Hard, Mr. Magoo.
Oh,
where
yeah.
He played Mr. Magoo. Something called Safety Patrol. Pirates 4D. It's a 4D cinema show presented at various Busch Gardens amusement parks.
That sounds about right.
2001, A Space Travesty.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Who? Men with Brooms. Scary Movie 3. Scary Movie 4. Superhero Movie. Slapshot 3, The Junior League. It would appear that his last role, Stan Helsing.
That
Spanish
right.
movie. And it would appear he played a producer in a film called Stonerville.
Yeah, I think Stan Helsing was the one that I was thinking of.
But Stonerville is actually, the direct-to-video Stonerville is his last role.
I have not seen that.
Troy Slam Slamsky is a viral video guru who is a huge hit on MeSpaceTube.com. Stop me if you've heard this before.
Nine.
Rich Snob Tyler. Only on it. Rod Harden.
Time.
Presslice with a name like Presslice.
So it's not as hard. Oh. Like, that's some Orgasmo shit, but probably not intended that way.
I don't know.
Ron Hartbone. I'm gonna keep saying it.
Yeah, it gets better every time it's said. Stan Helsing is a really fucking awful name for a thing.
Now, let me tell you, it is an exquisitely awful movie.
81 minutes. Known in some parts of Asia as Scary Movie 5.
Sure, why not? Pauly Shore as Rod Hardbone.
Rod Hardbone.
Rod Hardbone.
I need to stop reading the plot to fucking Stan Helsing.
It's... No, read it aloud. Let everyone know.
No.
Explain it. Explain Stan Helsing to the people.
Stan Helsing works at a video store. That's as far as I got.
Mm-hmm.
This is as much as I retained. Yes, Brick Hard Beef.
Beef large bone.
Significant amount of traffic for it being 3 o'clock. Normally, this might not start until 4-ish.
Everyone's getting home, getting ready for E3.
That's right, everyone's got to go to E3, I forgot.
Whole Bay Area just empties out.
It's the Burning Man of video games. I'm going to pitch that to the ESA as
direction for the new E3.
Sure.
Rod Hardbone.
Rod Hardbone. Like spokesman for the ESA.
Yeah.
We should have got Pauly Shore for the live show. Oh, is the Warcraft movie not out yet?
It's out this Friday. So it's actually tonight, I guess
it's been out internationally for a chunk of time here.
Yeah, I think it hit China last.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like, if that makes sense as like a, put it out internationally because they'll eat anything up. But if the word out of America is it's terrible, it might not do as well.
Yeah. Well, so review embargoes, I think, broke for that thing at the same time it was coming out.
Okay.
I have heard that thing is a special kind of bad.
I bet.
That's a shame. See Warcraft 4 times.
I mean, that would be work, really. Don't take a day off for that. Just want to write your article, I saw Warcraft 4 times in a row. Then go for it. But
I think that would be more of a Giant Bomb Presents thing, I guess.
Yeah. I don't, you would be able to write that article on account of you would be dead at the end of that.
Yeah. I take no pleasure in that movie being bad. I like Duncan Jones. I wish no ill will toward Blizzard or that franchise.
I more think that maybe they should not have made a Warcraft movie.
I think you might be right.
But with the amount of money it is making in China, I am wrong.
Yeah.
Much like I think they probably shouldn't make an Assassin's Creed.
Too late now.
They should stop.
You can maybe try and stop them from making that Division movie. They haven't gotten very far with that one yet, so there's still time.
They should stop.
I agree.
They shouldn't make that.
No.
Like, I think you could make a movie about a viral outbreak in New York that requires them to quarantine the city, and it's spread on the money, and what do we do to contain this and the people who are trapped within? I think there are real human stories that you could tell with that as the backdrop. But
maybe, you know, having these sort of magical government agency of sleeper agents come in and fucking run around doing shit is maybe not the way to frame that.
And then there's a rogue agent who wants to take New York for himself. I don't know. Let's murder more hobos. That makes me long for the heady days of Uwe Boll's work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something a little more pure about, like, when they just weren't even trying.
Yeah. Right, Dungeon Siege.
Mm-hmm.
You made that.
Blood Rain. House of the Dead.
In 1991, he made a film called German Fried Movie.
Uh-huh.
German Fried Movie. It's probably pretty good, right?
I can't see how it would possibly be bad.
And then, yeah, quite a run here of House of the Dead in 03, Alone in the Dark and Blood Rain in 05, In the Name of the King. Was that the Dungeon Siege movie?
Yes, that was the Dungeon Siege movie. Burt Reynolds yes. was the king.
In the Name of the King, A Dungeon Siege Tale. Blood Rain 2, Postal in 07. Alone in the Dark 2 and Far Cry in 08.
Oh, Far Cry, right.
Also something called Tunnel Rats.
Yeah, that was some sort of war movie.
Yeah. Wait, is this movie called Rampage based on Rampage?
No, okay. No, it's definitely not.
Tagline for Rampage is, have you ever considered it? Rampage is a 2009 mass murder thriller film directed by Uwe Boll and starring Brendan Fletcher. A sequel, Rampage Capital Punishment, was released in August 2014. It was his first film to gain mostly positive reviews.
From who?
I don't know. It appears to be the script of Postal in a lot of ways.
Hmm. They just took the video gamey shit out of it.
Where a man employed as a mechanic in a low-paying job feels bombarded by the problems of the world. Where he then he prints out a bunch of fake money and then builds body armor and takes guns and heads into the center of town. And then blows up the police station to stop them from... Yeah,
that sounds about right. Is Running With Scissors still a developer?
I don't know. Like, probably, insofar as it's probably a person who is that company.
They just make shitty apps now or something.
And maybe they don't have to make anything to still be a company.
That's true.
Blood Rain, the Third Reich.
Yeah, that Blood Rain thing kind of went on longer than you would have thought.
In 2011, he made a film called Auschwitz, as well as In the Name of the King 2, Two Worlds. In 2014, In the Name of the King 3, The Last Mission.
Oh man, I didn't know they made any sequels to that one.
Rampage Capital Punishment was also a 2014 joint. In 2016, a Rampage President Down, the third Rampage movie. Zombie Massacre 2, Reich of the Dead. Fucking...
It's at a certain point that his titles are just turning into fucking, like, SEO optimization.
It's like, well, how many movies can I make where the word Reich is in the title?
He's a provocateur.
Can we evoke that a little bit? In the Name of the King 3, The Last Mission is a 2014 action fantasy film directed by Uwe Boll, starring Dominic Purcell.
Okay. The first one had Jason goddamn Statham in it. Burt Reynolds.
Oh, wait. Hazen Kane is a ruthless modern-day assassin wanting out and is hired for one final job.
What?
Blah, 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 blah. Easily completes his task, locks the two girls in a Kinex box, and discovers one of the girls is wearing a necklace with a charm that looks similar to a tattoo he has. He takes the charm from the young girl, which opens a portal to the Middle Ages. He uses his pistol to fire at the dragon.
Yeah.
Mm, returns to his time, but the dragon, now under no one's control, follows, trying to kill him. In the final shot, the dragon is seen over flying overhead in the background.
Setting up that sequel.
Oh, man. It doesn't say a dungeon siege tale anywhere on this movie poster. I wonder if they somehow...
They separated themselves from that.
If they're like, no, we don't... I mean, we don't own the name in the name of the king, so I guess you can make sequels to that, but leave us out of it, dude. Oh, man, Dolph Lundgren is the star of In the Name of the King 2, Two Worlds. Granger, a former Special Forces soldier living in modern-day Vancouver, is sent on a quest to fulfill an ancient prophecy. He is forcibly pulled into a time portal in his home after fighting off a small group of hooded assassins who try to kill him.
Let me be clear. No one from Vancouver will or has ever needed to fulfill a prophecy.
Is the first one also about time? You appear to be right. Oh, right. Ray Liotta is in this movie also.
Claire Forlani.
Lily Sobieski. Matthew Lillard, John Rhys Davies.
I remember Matthew Lillard in that movie being... I remember him feeling like he was in a different movie, and he was having way more fun with that bullshit than anyone else.
Christiana Loken.
Yes. Star of Blood Rain.
Yeah.
But not the other Blood Rains.
And Jason Statham.
Yep.
Ron Perlman. Man, there's like people in this movie.
There were. It was shocking. Yeah, that one had, I think, the most budget of any of the movies he made.
Yeah, and also, $60 million is what it says here.
It also still looked like complete dog shit.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that money just went to salaries. God, why would you give that man $60 million to make a movie?
I don't know.
I understand if you're one of those, like, dirtbag producers, like, ah, we're just gonna make some cheap shit, put on Netflix, who fucking cares? You know, like, fine, that's your guy. At least he's got a name.
Yeah.
But 60 million, Jesus.
Oh, right, yeah. Someone asked, do I remember a PC game called Hooligans Storm Over Europe? It was an ECTS in 2001. I do remember there being a Hooligans.
What the hell was that?
It was like a fucking rioting game. Like soccer hooliganism.
Oh.
I remember that game being shitty.
No state of emergency.
Exactly.
What if they released This Is Vegas? Yeah, no one would care.
Who was making that?
That was a Midway game.
Right. It was Midway Internal?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one. One, the number of people who actually remember that thing ever existed is finite, and two, who cares? Stylish crime action game? Oh, weird. How unusual.
Like, even then, it was like, it seemed like a kind of a dumb idea.
It was an okay, like, present, like, opening trailer. Like, okay, there was something there, but I don't think anyone super wept when that thing got canceled.
Authority there. We should go get discount basketballs. Because they're going out of business.
Lord knows I don't want to spend full price on a basketball.
No, who wants to pay full price for a basketball? Or shelving for use in a retail environment.
Yeah.
No, I'm waiting.
Yep, phone holding steady at 8%.
All right.
Proving that it's, this battery indicator is total bullshit.
Truck just seems kind of over it.
Yeah. Dog's just like looking at the road ahead going, fuck it, come on.
Can we just be done? Just no more. He looks like a good dog.
Yeah, that dog looks alright.
Very chill.
Looks like it'd be slobbery.
Yeah, a little bit.
Big dog. Another Kia Soul.
God, they're everywhere. That one's even uglier than the last one. Fucking mustard yellow.
It's an appropriate color for a Kia Soul.
Sure.
It's like, well, I bought this fucking thing. Might as well.
Might as well draw as much attention to it as possible.
Hey, look at this Kia Soul I bought. What do they want for a Kia Soul? Predecessor was the Kia Joyce, and its successor is the Kia Venga.
I have two questions.
Okay.
One, why would you name your car Joyce?
J-O-I-S-E.
Doesn't matter. Under any circumstance. What does that mean? What is that?
I don't know.
Okay, second question. Venga?
Venga. Every time you got in it, you could listen to the Venga Boys.
Is this the Venga bus?
I'm looking through special editions of the Kia Soul here to see if maybe they have any deal with the Venga Boys here. There's a Kia Soul Denim. Kia Soul Dragon. The denim was blue with white racing stripes, white painted side view mirrors, and white 18-inch alloy wheels. The Kia Soul Dragon Shadow Dragon Edition is based on the Soul trim line and is limited to about 1,900 units. Shadow black paint and matte black dragon graphics on its hood and tailgate.
I am exasperated in a way that I cannot deal with.
This limited edition Shadow Dragon Soul sold for $18,000. Five-star safety rating in Europe.
Those American ones, fuck it, though.
Yeah, no. The Kia Venga looks like a real shitbox. Like, real fucking terrible-looking car. The Venga employs Kia's corporate grille, known as the Tiger Nose.
Nope. I think everything about Kia as a brand just kind of offends my sensibilities as a human being. And yet here I am. Driving this fucking thing.
Well, that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah. Normally, I don't give a fuck what I drive. Like, give me whatever shitty hatchback or, you know, garbage-ass compact car you have, that's fine. When I realized this is what they had given me, I stood there for a solid minute and actually thought about going back to the desk and waiting in line, being like, could we not?
Could you do...
Just anything else? And then I ultimately decided I didn't care. Just went with it.
Yeah, probably for the best. Hear that there is an Xbox store pricing error that I saw in the chat here.
Mm-hmm.
That Fallout 4 and the Season Pass and the Digital Love Deluxe Bundle are all currently free.
Well, that probably won't last long, so get on it.
I would suspect that they would then revoke
the digital rights.
Yeah. But I went through and hit purchase anyway.
Yeah.
Dumb, because I already have a physical copy of Fallout 4 and don't want to play Fallout 4. So. And probably wouldn't play that version of it if I were to play more Fallout 4.
Yeah. Yeah, that's reasonable. But free!
But free. But yes, I pushed the buttons and it made the games happen. Downloading and then unplug your Xbox from the internet. Play all the way through it.
Can't stop you.
Recognize.
perception is key, so I am king. The other side is never mortified by mortal mind. The borderline between insanity is finding time. I fall behind my skeleton, they tell me that I'm blind. I know that I'm intelligent, but confidence just died.
Carpe diem, seize the day, I can't compromise. A tapeworm couldn't cure this gluttonous appetite. A couple drinkers, they seeing me as a pacifier, but couldn't fathom the meaning of seeing sacrifice.
I'm passing lives on the daily, maybe I'm losing faith. Genesism and capitalism just made me hate. Correctionals in these private prisons gave me a date. Professional dream killers, reason why I'm awake.
It's sleepwalking, I'm street stalking, I'm out of place. Reinforcing this heat. Barking, he's on the brakes. Before I blink, do I see me before them pearly gates? Oh, this is just a mirage or a facade.
Wait. Yeah, we'll see what happens to this Fallout stuff.
I bet they revoke all the download rights to anyone that is now getting it for free.
Yeah. If it had just been like a simple pricing difference, I could see them being like, okay, we fucked up, that's fine, but free is not probably going to fly.
Yeah, probably not.
I remember there was a Xbox One... like store thing you could do for a while to download games. Like, yeah, I guess it was just you could download games that weren't out yet. That happened with Strider. So like if someone on your friends list was playing Strider, you could go to the store and it would show up as like available basically. And then on top of that, they hadn't set a price for it yet because the game wasn't out.
Right.
So you could get it for free and play it.
That seems less than ideal.
Yeah.
So I was playing Strider on PS4, I think, but I saw someone on my friends list who had, you know, was reviewing the Xbox One version. I was like, oh, well, let's just go through this, and now I have the Xbox One version. They eventually, it took them a day or so, but they...
Did they revoke?
They revoked the rights to it. I think that was a case where there were no real retail sales because it wasn't up for pre-order.
Right.
So they probably had a list of, like, here are the people who redeemed codes to get it, here are the people who didn't.
Right.
Revoke everyone who didn't. Because there are 0% of people who should have it that way.
Building out more lanes?
Yeah, that's 3 lanes all the way, baby.
Alright, so that is ongoing.
Yeah. They're getting close, like, you know, it's just north of town that it becomes 3 lanes and stays that way all the way up to Santa Rosa and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Like, but I assume this is the last stretch they have to connect up.
Yeah, but I also assume that, like, it stops here, right? Like, because eventually it goes back to 2. Between Novato and Petaluma?
It won't.
It won't. It will be free.
The idea is that they will widen all of that out.
Hmm.
All of this.
Yeah.
All of this stuff, yeah.
Just in time for 4 lanes all the way, baby.
Right. Yeah. Get new bumper stickers out there. It'd be great if that train, like, actually put a dent in the amount of traffic out here.
It doesn't sound like it will to start.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people have to go to San Rafael, probably, for something. Methadone? I don't know. Why do people go to San Rafael?
I don't have any answers for that. Tried to go to the mall in Cordillera and fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, whoops. This didn't take me all the way. Now I have to understand how buses work. Or blow my brains out.
Yep.
Thanks, San Rafael.
One of my favorite details of the weird thing that is American Truck Simulator is that San Rafael is a city on the map.
Nice.
That you can go to.
Yeah.
No Santa Rosa, no really anything else in the North Bay. And in fact, San Rafael is remarkably close to Sacramento.
Sure.
But nonetheless, San Rafael is a landmark.
I thought you were going to say that one of your favorite things about American Truck Simulator was that there was some kind of, like, suicide mechanic in it or something. After talking about killing myself.
Sadly, no.
Puerto Madero, I was like, yeah, man. Blew your brains out at a truck stop.
Tragically. Yeah, no, it's just... that they put out the Arizona DLC right as I was leaving.
I want to get into that game, but it... I don't know. It just never controls well enough. It's always fucking just weird enough. It's always just fucked up enough to make me not... Like, I'm never relaxed when I'm playing it. It's always like this, oh, what? Wait, what am I... Oh, wait.
It's just like driving, man. You just gotta get into a zone.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna play some of that. House of the Dying
Sun.
When I get home, try that thing out.
Yeah, I got a quick look for that one up.
on audiobook while driving. I don't know.
That doesn't sound like something I want to do.
Is it read by Kyle MacLachlan? Just kick it to me straight.
Where we stand.
The wrestler?
Yes, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. He was available.
Yeah.
Proper Sting was like, no, I made that exact noise when asked.
Not aware of what other Sting you could possibly be talking about.
NWO Sting.
Not real.
What do you mean?
That was fake Sting.
No, he had a red face. NWO Sting is real.
Oh, no, you're talking about Wolfpack Sting.
Wolfpack Sting,
sorry. No, there was NWO yeah. Sting, right. Who was fake. But then there was Wolfpack Sting.
Wolfpack
Sting
is real,
Sting,
yeah, that's Sting.
But with red face.
No, I mean, I actually do mean NWO Sting.
Oh, okay. Sting is real. He's my friend.
That's... Someone just wrote that.
Wait, really?
In the chat here. Yes.
Fantastic. Sorry, Diesel Weasel.
My phone died.
Oh. R.I.P. phone.
So dead that... Okay, there it is. Alright, I couldn't even get to pop up the... Hey man, you need to plug your fucking phone in. I want my audiobooks to be acted out like a radio play. Like, not actual...
Like individual voices
yeah,
for the characters.
Not actual literal readings of the book.
Yeah, that's a much bigger production than most publishers are probably willing to put in for.
There's like a radio classics station on satellite radio that just plays old timey radio serials.
Like
and
old timey radio.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of fun sometimes because some of that stuff is fucking real bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of it was just kind of thrown together.
Yeah.
A time when no one knew what the fuck they were doing in that medium.
I liked the John Hodgman audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real good. Real weird. Good companions to the actual books, because they're just so different with Paul Rudd appearing on them and all sorts of other weird shit.
Yeah. I don't think I've actually listened to an audiobook since, like, The Kid Stays in the Picture.
Hmm. Well, when you start at the top.
Yeah, it's hard to work your way down.
You're making a good life, you're pushing the marigold, you never been. so close.
Yeah, we are. One exit away from freedom. And we'll never get there. That is our torment.
Yeah. I am looking forward to the drive on Saturday, though.
Yeah, me too.
That's good. Stop. Get some tacos, some hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can find some, soda.
A soda I'll drink.
Yeah. Central to roast Rob Lowe.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Who would watch that?
I don't know, same people watching any of those other garbage ass roasts.
Man. Wanting to order like all those old comedy roasts, they're putting them out on
like the Dean Martin ones.
Yeah, like they're like selling a set on TV. Yeah, like that seemed like it would be fun to watch in the same way that like Ocean's 11 was.
Yeah,
it's like these people seem like they're having a good time.
Yet Liberty also just kind of was ubiquitous with real drunk.
Right.
But like fun drunk for the most part.
Yeah. When you watch the match game.
Yeah. Those people were fucking wasted.
Yeah. Another day. Well, I do.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, are they still doing that match game reboot with Alec Baldwin hosting?
That was still in the cards.
Or Alec Baldwin on it, at least.
I think he was hosting.
I think he would make a good host, but I would rather see him on it.
Yeah, me too. Kind of think they should have just gone with RuPaul for it. She already does that show every season of Drag Race. Just have her host.
Oh, sure, yeah. I always thought Jimmy Pardo should have done it.
Since he was
doing that on the road and all that other stuff. Like, Jimmy Pardo just seems like the quintessential game show host kind of dude.
Yeah. Yeah, those Jimmy Pardo ones at Sketchfest were great.
Yeah, I mean, he auditioned for it and had this, big, strong case about, man, I love this thing in a way that no other host is going to, and I do the show live, and I already know the format. I already know it. But seemed like he just never got it any time they were thinking about doing it and had auditions. So. It like RuPaul is probably also someone I'd rather see on that show than hosting it.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense. I don't know, I think any attempt to recapture what made Match Game great is going to fail.
Yeah,
it's kind of its own thing.
It's kind of hard to...
Like, that is such a weird, like, culture in a bottle moment of, like, minor celebrity and just not giving a fuck.
Yeah, and it's like that, I mean, minor celebrity meant something different then.
It totally did.
Whereas, like, now if you were like, I don't know, we got the fucking guy from Jersey Shore.
We got these Vine stars.
The Usos. You know, it's,
yeah.
Andy Milonakis. That's who I would put on.
All right.
I would put him on a Match Game show.
Totally. Yeah, why the hell not?
Tom Green. Tom Green might actually be a good host for that.
He might be a little too the basic host duties.
Yeah.
He would be a good panelist, though. You know that. Just all people who had series on MTV at various points. Get Jake Fogelnest in there.
Yep. Don't really do game shows anymore, really, do they? I mean,
they do these like event style shows on networks, but
yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's, yeah, no, it's just Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And those are such, you know, old standbys that they will never be anything other than what they are. And then, you know, the morning stuff, the Price is Right and what have you.
Oh, sure, yeah, Price is Right's tall. Right.
I think
right,
it's
right.
On TV every time I get to work.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think they still do Let's Make a Deal also.
Really?
Yeah.
With,
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Bring back Hot Potato.
Classic Concentration.
I love Classic Concentration.
So did I. You win a shitty car.
Yeah. A Kia Soul.
Want this Volkswagen Golf? Fuck it. Here you go.
I had a lot of high hopes for the Game Show Network when it finally came to got it.
There was a time.
And yeah, but it was never as pure.
No.
There was a while they were doing this weird thing where
live.
So, and that was super weird.
Mm.
Saturday nights, and I remember like being home and like, horse racing is over. You Game Show Network thing. Stupid. This
yeah.
is the worst.
I think Game Show Network at this point survived on the back of the gamble.
Yeah, is that, that's the same GSN
yes.
is in Boston where all
the. No, the network is based out of it, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to know what happened to Bill
yeah,
and Tina?
Yeah, the Boston game. What else? Still. I'm out of here. Right.
Oh.
All right. We'll drive to E3.
Everybody.
That'll be on the show.
Jug to DN or something.
See ya.